Photos: Fallen Marine Giovanni Rosario Pichardo returns home on September 11. By Joel B. Polak on September 12, 2021. The remains of U.S. Marine Sergeant Giovanni Rosario Pichardo, one of 13 American service members killed by a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan last month, returned home to a hero's welcome in Massachusetts on September 11. The date also marked the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks on the U.S. by al-Qaeda terrorists in Afghanistan. The Boston Globe reported. Rosario Pichardo, 25, was killed when two suicide bombers attacked the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul on August 26. The Marine was screening women and children at the airport who were trying to flee following the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan when two large bombs detonated, killing 12 other service members and at least 170 Afghans. A charter plane carrying her remains arrived at Logan International Airport Saturday morning. Her mother, grandmother, and three siblings were present as her flag-draped casket was lowered onto the tarmac. Governor Charlie Baker, Senator Zed Markey, and Elizabeth Warren, and other state officials paid their respects, followed by a funeral procession to Lawrence. Hundreds of people holding American flags lined the streets of Lawrence and other routes along the way as the procession headed to the Farah Funeral Home on Lawrence Street. The funeral home was not open to the public Saturday, but those wishing to pay their respects may attend a public wake at Veterans Memorial Stadium next to Lawrence High School, where Rosario Pichardo graduated, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday. There were numerous photos and videos posted online of tributes to Rosario Pichardo as the procession made its way. As Breitbart News reported previously, Rosario Pichardo was tasked with screening female Afghan refugees at the airport in Kabul, in deference to local Islamic custom preventing women from being screened or searched by male soldiers. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.